You don't know? I don't know either. But anyhow, and I'm not even sure where she's from. But I can tell you what she is. She's just a great big lump of sugar. She is absolutely an angel on this earth. And everybody loves our Lindy. Oh, look at that. Look how she gets a handsome man. You notice that? She got that trick from me. She learned that from me, folks. So it's not her idea. You learned that from me.
Yeah, I did.
I don't.
You know, I learned in Toastmasters that you're supposed to sit in the back of the room because people are supposed to applaud until you get to the lectern.
Oh, smart.
Doesn't work here. So, you know that I am topic challenged. And today was no exception, but I got the greatest idea for a talk about 9 o'clock this morning, and then I was at work and had to work all day. So we're slightly underprepared, but over-informed. Because, you know, I think it was President Woodrow Wilson who said, it takes 20 minutes to prepare an hour talk, and an hour to prepare a 20-minute talk. Because you have to decide not just what to put in, but what to leave out. And what I'm putting in, as always, is country music. And Wikipedia had an article about country music. Wikipedia has an article about everything, I've discovered. But country music, the term country music, came into popularity in the 1940s. Previously, it had been called hillbilly music, and people felt that hillbilly music was too something for them to enjoy. It's the same music, but by a different name. A rose by any name would smell as sweet. No, let's say... I remember how it goes. This is a poem by Don Blanding. A rose by any other name would smell as sweet and be as and look as fair, but would my lady care to wear a wreath of swart bloom in her hair? So we have country music instead of hillbilly music because it sounds better. Today, country and western is outdated also, and we just call it country music. It's lots of different styles and subgenres, including starting with singing cowboys, western swing, hillbilly boogie, bluegrass, folk and gospel, honky-tonk, rockabilly, Nashville, country-politan sound, country soul, Bakersfield sound. More on that in a moment. Country rock, outlaw country, country pop, neo-country, truck-driving country, neo-traditionalist movement, alternative, you know, it's kind of like celestial navigation. You can hear the words, but they have no meaning. So the Bakersfield sound... I kind of grew up with the Bakersfield sound, and I actually hated country music because I did not like the Bakersfield sound, as it turned out. The sound I heard in Bakersfield was the squeaking of oil pumps, because I grew up in the oil fields outside of Bakersfield, and that was much more pleasant to me than Buck Owens and Lefty Frizzell and Bob Wills. It relied on electric instruments and amplification, in particular the Telecaster electric guitar, and can be described as having a sharp, hard, driving, no-frills, edgy flavor. Buck Owens, Merle Haggard, Tommy Collins, Dwight Yoakam, and Win Stewart. Well, I don't like that hard, driving, edgy electric guitar stuff, even to this day. Occasionally, however, I can imbibe of those flavors. But I didn't come to talk about what country music is or where it came from, other than the fact that I have said before, and I have meant it, that country music is really, the lyrics of country music are as good as the Bible to me. I mean no sacrilege when I say this, but I prefer country music lyrics to the Bible, and what I know to be true, because I have researched it for at least an hour, is that the themes of country music are all in the Bible, and the themes of the Bible are all in country music. Take, for example, romantic love. Please. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9, it says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity, which he hath given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor which thou takest under the sun. Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thy vanity." There are so many romantic love songs in country music that I had to choose my favorite and leave out all the rest. And it's a song called "Hold On To Me" by John Michael Montgomery. "I want to get drunk on your laughter and wipe all the tears when you cry. You can scare me with your darkness, you can blind me with your light. Throw your worries out the window, baby, on your wildest night. Hold on to me when your world's turning cold, when it feels like your life's spinning out of control. You're hoping, praying, trying so hard to believe. Hold on to me." So there's a parallel there. Romantic love lives in both places. I had occasion to listen to John Michael Montgomery at work a couple of times when I was there on the weekend, and nothing makes a day go by faster than John Michael Montgomery singing romantic love songs like "Hold On To Me" and "I Want To Cover You With Kisses" and songs like that. Now, John Michael has "Oh, I Swear" and "I Can Love You Like That," all those crossover songs that have been recorded by John Michael Montgomery and somebody in a boy band, usually a boy band anyway. But it's really makes the day go fast. John Michael has become better known lately for Letters from Home, yeah, and other songs celebrating the sacrifice of our military. And he's well renowned for being my signature song in karaoke, which is sold at the Grundy County Auction. Tune in Saturday night for more on that if you're interested. But romantic love is throughout the Bible. Not maybe as much as war, but, you know, it's close second. Another thing that's in the Bible is compromise. "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Another one of my favorite country artists is a band called Diamond Rio. They're well known for their harmonies and their melodies. And one of their biggest hits was their first number one hit was "Meet in the Middle." And it goes, "I'd start walking your way and you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle neath that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground because we both give a little. Ain't no road too long when you meet in the middle." That's forgiveness and compromise. And again, a biblical theme. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Ruth. You know, she's widowed, and then her, I guess, brother-in-law, which is okay to do back in the Bible days, hooked up with her, and he was going to leave town. And people leave. They just do. Diamond Rio has a song about that, too, and it's called "You're Gone." "And I bless the day I met you, and I thank God that he let you stay beside me for a moment that lives on. And the good news is I'm better for the time we spent together. And the bad news is you're gone." I sang that song when my best friend moved from San Diego to Monterey. I sang it all the way from Penasquitos to Del Mar without having to stop at one stoplight on Mira Mesa Boulevard. Coast to coast. It was a record day. But Ruth didn't just let him go. She could have very easily said, bye-bye. But she said, don't ask me to leave you and turn back. Wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you live, I will live. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. One of the greatest lines from the Bible, I think. Because that's a commitment to a person, not to a spiritual center. And that implies a great love and a great will and a great desire to form a union that's eternal. I like it. Speaking of leaving, the prodigal son is probably the most famous leaver in the Bible. In Luke 15:11-32, it said, not all the way to 32 because I got tired of it. A certain man had two sons. I only had an hour, remember. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me my share of your property. He divided his livelihood between them. Not many days after, the younger son gathered all this together and traveled into a far country. There he wasted his property with riotous living. Yeah. You know, there's a country song for that. There are two country songs for that, both by Sugarland. One is, if anyone asks, not that they would, I'll be down in Mississippi and up to no good. And the other one is, I'm already gone. Life is a runaway train we can't wait to jump on. We can't wait to waste our property with riotous living. That's for the young and the young at heart. My boss apparently had some riotous living last night. He was bragging about it. He's young. Meanwhile, love is in the Bible. We know love is in the Bible because we've read Corinthians, where it says, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Another one of my favorite songs, also by Diamond Rio. There is a theme here. There are several themes here, but one of them is Diamond Rio. Completely. I wish I could sing this. Wanna give my love completely. I'd rather be alone than be in love just half the way. I want to find someone that I can trust completely. Wanna give my heart completely to someone who completely give their heart to only me. And when I find that one, that's when I'll fall in love. Still looking after all these years. I want to give my heart completely. These three remain, faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Amen. Yeah, really. But not everything in the Bible is ooey gooey sweet and, you know, moon June, rhymes with tune, pickeroon. Sometimes life is difficult. And one of Carrie Underwood's better songs, as opposed to the great ones, is a song about that. I don't want to spend my life jaded, waiting to wake up one day and find that I've let all these years go by wasted. I don't want to keep on wishing, missing the still of the morning, the color of the night. I ain't spending no more time wasted. A little play on the word wasted there, but I don't want to spend my life waiting, jaded, only to wake up and find I've spent my life wasted. And in Proverbs, it echoes this theme, how long will you lie there, O sluggard? When will you arise from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come upon you like a robber, and want like an armed man. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? I love that verse. Proverbs 6. Sloth is my choice of the seven deadly sins. Sloth is my absolute favorite. I took a test on Facebook that said, what's your seven deadly sin? You know, what's your sin? Well, You don't want to name the real ones. So you go for gluttony, lust, anger, pride, sloth, jealousy, and who knows the seventh one? Not I. Anyway, sloth. How long will you lay there, O sluggard? I've spent a lot of my life waiting for something to happen. And I met a lady today who makes things happen. She's not the only one I've met, because there are women in this room and men too who make things happen. But this gal heard that she only had a one-year contract on her job, so she started looking for a job. And she put feelers out all around the company, and she's going to probably join our team. And our team has no problem with one-year contracts. We have a seven-year contract. So nobody can be a sluggard in my job. Moving right along. What's the most famous verse in the Bible? One of the most famous. There's probably not one.
Poop, scoop, boogie.
Good one. I'm going to say Ecclesiastes: to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. That's one of the longest citations of biblical text as well, and it goes on: a time to dance and a time to mourn, a time to laugh and a time to cry. And Leanne Womack wrote a song about I Hope You Dance that kind of encompasses everything that Ecclesiastes was trying to say. I hope you never lose your sense of wonder. You get your fill to eat, but always keep that hunger. May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. Well, I have one friend that we specifically said, when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you sit it out. He's really a bad dancer. It was painful watching him dance. And the second most famous verse in the Bible is what happens when wood chips get scattered on the floor of Jesus' carpentry shop. Jesus swept. That's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. I just changed it a little bit for hilarity. I thought that was pretty funny. I came up with that one myself. I didn't write down where this came from. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To that end, that my glory might sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. So dancing is in the Bible. And if I'm going to be sacrilegious, I might as well go all the way. Josh Turner is a god. Josh Turner is a country singer. And for those of you who haven't seen American Idol tonight yet, because you're here, Josh Turner surprised Scotty McCreery when Scotty McCreery went home for his homecoming week or weekend. And Scotty was singing looking this way, and he turned around and Josh Turner was about this far from him. And he jumped back, and then they sang Your Man and Long Black Train together. It was an awesome moment.
In absolute harmony. Yeah. With no practice beforehand. It was great.
And it sounded like twins, didn't it, yes. Reese? Because Josh Turner has a real deep voice, and so does Scotty McCreery.
Sounded like an echo.
Yeah. And at Stagecoach a couple, 3 weeks ago, which is the Southern California Country Music Festival, Josh Turner was there playing, and everybody wasn't there for his part of the concert because it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and some people actually left for dinner and came back. But there were probably 40,000, 45,000 people there, And he started singing about dancing, and everybody stood up and danced, including yours truly, and I hadn't stood up all afternoon. Well, it might be me, Josh Turner, but the way I see it, this whole wide world has gone crazy. So, baby, why don't we just dance? Bouncing off the walls, floating on air. Dancing's a good thing. See how country music and the Bible relate to each other? Thematically, they're really all there. Now, this is a song that's really hard to quote, but it belongs in the Garden of Gethsemane, I think. And it's, to me, it feels like it's Peter talking rather than Jesus. Peter before he falls asleep and denies Christ three times. And it's The Dance by Garth Brooks. Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared neath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it would all end, the way it would all go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I a king? But if I'd only known how the king would fall, hey, who's to say you know I might have changed it all? And now I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance. Biblical themes are profound, and I'm making light of them tonight, I know, with deliberate intent. But the profundity of the Bible is, as Millie says, there's something for everyone in it. And there's something on every page. But I couldn't find my Bible, so I couldn't let it flop open. So I had to let my country music collection flop open instead. And what I found was that these are important words, important to me, important to people who hear them, and they are only accompanied by beautiful music. There's a song that I didn't even think of, but it goes, if nobody did nobody wrong, this would be the very last country song. It's true. Country music celebrates the extremes of emotion, the pain and the ecstasy. And in between, there's a lot of gratitude and a lot of joy. And the gratitude song is from Lone Star. You have your ways, you have your plans, sometimes mysterious and hard to understand. But I am humbled by your grace and everything you do. Hey, God. Hey, God. I just want to thank you. Anonymous said something about gratitude, too. From a heart overflowing with gratitude, we would want to honor and glorify God by gratefully offering back to him the many good gifts he has bestowed on us. We will not go to church to be entertained, to see what we can do, what we can get out of it for our own private gratification, but rather to praise and worship the triune God of grace and glory. That's a lesson that Millie teaches us all. Don't come to see what you can get out of it. Come to see what you can get someone else to get out of it, to cheer for others. You have your ways, you have your plan. Sometimes mysterious and hard to understand, and certainly not my plan. I'm humbled by your grace and everything you do. Hey, God. I just want to thank you. So we can live our lives by the Bible. We can take the teachings of Jesus Christ, the words in red, which is another great song. I find myself paying more and more attention to the words in red. Believe by Brooks and Dunn. But if we want to have a more secular path to enlightenment, we can use the words and lyrics and melodies of country music. I live by Carrie Underwood and Diamond Rio and Josh Turner and Sugarland and a few others, but primarily those four. A little big town. I won't hum a few bars of a little big town, but I wish I could. They do a wonderful harmony thing too. And their best-selling hit is Boondocks. Poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning. Five-card poker on Saturday night, church on Sunday morning. But if I had to pick just one song to live my life by, if I had to pick just one Bible verse to live my life by, I would choose one Bible verse. Would be hard, wouldn't it? But it would probably be Corinthians. Love is patient and kind. And the greatest of these is love. Okay, so it's a long section, not just one verse. But the song is much easier because I want to consider myself the author of my own destiny, the creator of my own life, co-creator, but at least partially the creator of my own life. And Leanne Womack speaks to that in another song besides I Hope You Dance. It's called The Story of My Life. I don't ever want to be afraid to walk the world in my own way. I don't want to ever lose my faith in all the little simple things. And even if it all falls down, I know it'll come back around. I never want to not believe that someone has a plan for me. And the chorus, of course, is where we are, hooked in and changed forever. Live every moment as if it's the last one. Find all the love deep inside and give it away. Be thankful for all that you have been given. From now on, that's the way I want to live the story of my life. Live every moment as if it's the last one. Find all the love deep inside and give it away. From now on, that's how I want to write the story of my life. Oh, and be thankful for all we have been given. Because we've been given a tremendous church family. We've been given tremendous words from the Bible. And we've been given country music. And I thank God. And I thank God for that. And thank you for giving me this time.
Wonderful.